So we had the media release here yesterday. As you know, the autopsy was conducted on Ramon Doyle. Last night we received the findings back, and it came back as consistent with a cause of death of strangulation. And so we're just letting you guys know where we're at with that. At this point, we've conducted a majority of the interviews and to help speed this process along, we're making copies of all those interviews now and forwarding that over to the state's attorney to start the review process from his office.
So that's why he has not been charged yet. The state's attorney's office is reviewing this?
Correct, yeah. Right now, all the evidence and all of our findings and stuff, as it gets completed, will be forwarded over to the state's attorney's office, and then at that point, he'll determine which route he wants to go.
Are you recommending anything to the state's attorney?
No, we really don't necessarily recommend. We present the facts, and then he'll base it on as to whether or not he wants to pursue charges or not. And he has a couple of options on how he can do that. He could, based off of what we have, he could request an arrest warrant for the individual, or he could take it before a grand jury and let the grand jury indict the individual.
Yesterday you said, you know, the fight had occurred approximately right before the call came in. After preliminary interviews or anything like that, is there any other evidence that shows it was right after, or, you know, any time frame that you can tell right now?
We believe, based on the interviews and everything, that it wasn't much longer after the fight. We're thinking within a half an hour after the fight occurred.
What's been the involvement with the victim's family? There's been a lot said around town of what he was like as an individual, and just a lot of people sort of, you know, saying it's a loss of a really nice guy. Meanwhile, the family's obviously really upset and has reached out to some local media just discussing it. So what has been, I guess, the involvement in relaying some of this information to them throughout the process?
Yes. The coroner's released a lot of information to them. They have come to the police department, and they have called. And without jeopardizing the case, we've been releasing as much information to them as we can. We understand that, you know, and we feel for the family. He has several children here in town. And so it's a very delicate situation.
Have you been called to this address before? Have these two been involved in altercations before?
I don't recall. I would have to go and do some research on that to give you a good answer.
We haven't exactly explicitly said on the record, and it hasn't really said in either of the releases that we've received, that altercation directly led to death of strangulation. But is that a fair conclusion, obviously, at this point to draw from the situation, or is it
something
unrelated?
Yes.
I take it you've repeatedly asked Mr. Davis what started the fight. Any feeling for why you can't determine what started this altercation?
Right now, he can't tell us. He doesn't know why it occurred.
Has he been able to say whether it was out of self-defense?
Well, that would all be speculation. He has not said that, and I don't want to, you know, speculate as to what occurred.
He doesn't remember what started the fight?
He doesn't know why. He says he doesn't know why. He remembers everything. He just doesn't know why it started or why it occurred.
Do you...
Drugs or alcohol involved?
I don't want to say at this point.
Would you be able to tell us how many other people were involved in the altercation?
It was just those two involved in the altercation. And there was a witness there that was present at the residence during the altercation.
Who was the witness?
Right now, we don't want to release the witness. It's his name.
Why not?
But it was a friend. We're still in the process of interviewing that individual, and I think we're going to do another interview with him. So until after we get all of that done, then we just don't want to say.
What changed between yesterday and today with being able... Because I was assuming that Sean Davis was the one who called? Or was he was the one who called?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. yesterday the release that we just said that it was a roommate or that it was just a caller and he wasn't mm-hmm. identified. What's changed mm-hmm. in the investigation between then and now that you're able to identify him?
I think that there's enough information out there with individuals talking, family members, social media, that, you know, me sitting here not elaborating as to who that individual was is kind of, it really doesn't matter at this point. It's out there, so.
Now, has there been, without getting impeding too much in the investigation, of course, I mean, as far as interviews, has it gone beyond just the individuals at the situation? Has it involved neighbors? Has it involved any activities from the night prior and leading up to that morning? Because that's pretty early in the morning for an altercation to start, assuming that.
Right. Yes, there was a party at the residence that the night before and led into that morning up to it, and we've interviewed those individuals too as to, you know, what the demeanor of all the individuals were when they left.
Had the party just broken up when this fight occurred?
No. It would have been, I can't say for sure, but it's believed by the, when the other individual said that they left, there was several hours after they left that this occurred.
You said you might be interviewing the witness one more time?
Yes.
What about Mr. Davis?
That would be up to the detectives to see if they want to interview him again.
I want you to be able to phrase this in whatever way you feel comfortable, but in terms of persons of interest and who's held responsible for something like this, is there any particular way that you'd like to address the public with how that might be carried out from here on out in the investigation? You've already mentioned...
We only have one person of interest, and that's the roommate.
Yeah.
So. I think it's...
And he's the only roommate that he has.
Yes. That I'm familiar with. And this is the, it's very clear as to what took place. So now it's just a matter of gathering the evidence and giving the state's attorney's office time to review everything and decide which route they want to go.
State's attorney give any time frame for when they might have something?
No, and this is going to take a little while, too, because he's not going to want to make, I assume he's not going to want to make any determination until he has all the evidence. And we still don't have the final autopsy report back. We still have evidence at the lab, and we still have search warrants that we need to issue for things such as cell phones.
So. What sort of autopsy results would still be out there? What sort of...
I don't know if anything is really going to change from the preliminary, but it could. I mean, there's the toxicology report still out, so... All right, that's really all I have. So as we get more information, we'll be happy to pass it on. So I expect everything to really start slowing down now, because now it's just a matter of putting everything together and getting it over to the state's attorney's office. So it may not be daily updates, but as soon as we get something concrete, we'll pass it on.
You do already have information to the state's attorney?
We have briefed the state's attorney. He came over last night. We went over the case with him. Verbally, so he's aware of everything that's going on and where we're at, and that's the reason why this morning we're getting all the interviews and the videos and stuff so that he can start going through it, because it's going to take a while. We have hours of interviews. So. But it takes so long to get stuff back from, you know, the lab and to get search warrants and execute those, so it's going to take a little while yet.
The strangulation, was this done with hands, with a rope, with what was used to strangle Mr. Doyle?
I can't say at this time.
Why not?
I don't want to put anything into the mind of anybody that may go before, you know, if it's a grand jury or what have you. I don't want to jeopardize the case with giving out any particular information. We still have some interviews to do and questions, and those things may be used by detectives to determine what somebody knows and how much and what have you. So,
now, Mr. Davis, is he a permanent Macomb resident, or is he like a WIU student temporary?
No, he's a Macomb resident.
Okay.